Another initiative in road safety for heavy vehicles was the introduction of mass limits and loading regulations. These regulations specify the loads that can be carried by different types of transport and ensure that all roads and bridges in New South Wales can handle the loads that pass over them.
The other side of it is really, there are limits to road infrastructure. You've got pavements can only take so much and bridges can only take so much, and the heavier you get, the quicker you wear the pavement out, or the quicker you wear the bridges out, or at worst case you might actually break a bridge or fall through it. We've got some wonderful pictures of heavy loads that thought they could go over a bridge and didn't quite make it. So it got to the middle and fell over. Doesn't happen very often, but it does happen. Well, there was one reported recently which was actually, fortunately, on a private road. It wasn't one of our bridges, but it was one of our very responsible companies who doesn't overload, and actually had queried on this particular site they were going to. It was on a private road, and queried the capacity of the bridge because it was a fairly old bridge and they weren't too certain about it, and were assured that the bridge was fine, it was okay, and so they said, okay, that's fine. So the driver drove the rigid truck and the dog trailed onto the bridge and it fell out from under him.
Heavy vehicle regulation is another area that holds the potential for corruption. Philip Youngman came across such examples in the early 1970s.
There was a big scandal back then because what happened was we had an area up in the Katoomba Mountains where our inspectors were taking bribes because what happened, you had to come and pay this coordination fee and get a permit. Well, if you didn't pay the fee, we'd pick you up and there were fines and charges and all that sort of stuff. So what these inspectors did was they worked deals with trucking companies that they'd get paid a certain amount a month not to see them trucks, basically, to ignore the trucks were going through, or to give permits for a lot lesser distance or a lot cheaper rate than was really necessary. So they even got to the sophisticated stage, and then they were sending out accounts to the companies, dealing, the monthly bribe for you was so much sort of thing. I mean, it wasn't worded that way, but that was the effect of it. So when our people toggled to it and went in and that, they kept books and details and everything, so it was all documented and they got rolled.
Since 1997, monitoring the on-road behaviour of heavy vehicles has been assisted by a new development, Safety Cam. Gary Chennell explains what this new technology is.
We have a series of cameras mounted on gantries or bridges throughout the state. They're computer controlled. We actually have a detection and acquisition camera. The detection it has a sizing frame within it. And as the vehicles approach the sites, it checks the vehicle out. If it fits within that sizing frame, it says this is a heavy vehicle. It then lets the acquisition camera know. It then fires off, takes a photo of the vehicle, and through the computer program, it goes down, searches out for the number plate, deciphers the number plate, stores that information at each of our remote sites, then monitors that vehicle throughout the remaining 21 sites. If that vehicle exceeds any of the allowable times that we've created, it then comes back to us as an incident. We then process it, and from there we can act against either the driver or the operator or both.
As with the roadside inspections, if there's any opportunity to avoid detection by safety cam cameras, some truckies will take it.
Well, that's one of the areas that we're starting to find out. The extent that a lot of companies will go to try and avoid being monitored by the system. We've had reports recently of heavy vehicles, semi-trailers, driving along the levee banks trying to get around the cameras to avoid being monitored. We regularly get images of vehicles going down the wrong side of the road. We knew it was going on, so we've had to reconfigure the cameras to capture the rear vehicles because they'd crossed to the other side of the road to avoid being sighted by the system. They'll also turn all their lights off at night to avoid being monitored by the cameras. They'll travel within about 1 or 2 metres of each other to try and avoid being monitored by the cameras, and these are all while they're doing in excess of 100 kilometres an hour.
From the early 1990s, with the formation of the National Road Transport Commission, there have been efforts to develop national laws and regulations for heavy vehicles. Originally, the NRTC intended to devise template legislation that would be immediately enacted in the ACT and thus oblige other states and territories to introduce similar laws. This intention has been modified over the years, as Greg Booth, General Manager, Driver and Vehicle Policy, explains.
Jurisdictions were becoming increasingly restless with that model for a variety of reasons. In some cases, there seemed to be a reluctance to honour the political obligation to enact the law. It might not have been the right time politically. There might, for example, have been a state election coming up, so the political controversy would generate too much pain. Another problem that was quite prevalent was that a number of jurisdictions have legislative review committees made up of members of parliament. They were deprived of any say in the form or content of legislation. It had just been voted on nationally, that was it. So they felt cut out of the action.
As you have heard, there have been many developments in the area of vehicle regulation and driver testing and licensing over the years. There have also been huge changes in the organisation charged with regulating motor vehicles and their drivers. Work practices and customer service have been revolutionised by computer systems and related technology, and the organisation itself has grown from being a clerically based entity to being the chief agency to carry out both the regulatory and road construction functions in New South Wales. All of the people you have heard on this tape have played an important role in the development of the organisation and have a commitment to meeting the ongoing challenges for the RTA in the new millennium.